In 1932, the University of Minnesota Press published Birds of Minnesota by Thomas Sadler Roberts. Roberts was far and away the most prominent ornithologist in the state when the American Ornithologists Union was organized half a century before, in 1883. Roberts was among a very few who were elected members. When the first edition of Birds of Minnesota was published, the AOU's journal, The Auk, published a long, very positive review of the two-volume, 1,500-page tome. This was the first work in Minnesota, and one of the first in the world, to include detailed information about precisely where and when each species of bird could be found, including breeding information, within the book's coverage range. Birds of Minnesota sold out almost immediately, and just 4 years later, at the height of the Depression, it was reissued in an updated special edition. Roberts, of course, hadn't personally documented all the breeding activity in every corner of the state. Birdwatchers here and there had been submitting information to him personally for years, and more formally via the Minnesota Ornithologists Union since it was founded in 1929. Birdwatchers throughout the country had been submitting data cards about bird sightings to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service since the 1800s as well. Roberts assembled all this information in usable fashion long before computers. It was the collaboration of so many people, along with Roberts' scholarship and wonderful and charming descriptions of each species, that gave his work such long-standing value. Indeed, I quoted him here and there in my own American Birding Association Field Guide to the Birds of Minnesota, published just last year. Year after year, we get new information as birds' habits change. Every season, countless birders reported their sightings to the MOU. In 1975, the University of Minnesota Press published Janet Green and Robert Jansen's book, Minnesota Birds, Where, When, and How Many, which updated the state's seasonal and geographical information. And in 1987, the University of Minnesota Press published Robert Jansen's updated version, Birds in Minnesota. Bird life continues to change. In 2009, Audubon Minnesota and the University of Minnesota Duluth's Natural Resources Research Institute, with funding from the Minnesota Environmental and Natural Resources Trust Fund, coordinated efforts with professionals and volunteers combing the state to compile the state's very first Breeding Bird Atlas. This is not to be confused with the breeding bird surveys that the U.S. Geological Survey has been conducting since 1966. Those involve scattered routes that are surveyed once a year. The Breeding Bird Survey gives us a great index to see over time which breeding species are increasing, declining, or holding steady. The state's breeding bird atlasers surveyed 2,353 townships, many of them multiple times over the entire breeding season from midwinter for owls, finches, and other early nesters, through August for goldfinches and other late nesters, looking for solid confirmation of breeding activity. Some of the people conducting the Atlas surveys were trained students and professionals, and others were volunteers. During the process, the Atlas project recorded more than 1 million observations, confirming 249 species breeding in the state. This project was not focused on population trends, but simply verifying where each species is now breeding. All the data from the Breeding Bird Atlas are published online. A book similar to the Breeding Bird Atlas books from many other states may be published in the future. 12 species that were breeding in the state when Roberts wrote his book weren't found at all during the Atlas project. But some species are doing much better today than they were then, and some are nesting much further north than in the past. Tomorrow I'll talk about how things have changed. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.